Hello and welcome to another episode of the Hope Rehab Mindful Compassion Show. My name's Paul Garrigan and I'm the mindfulness coach here at Hope.
My name's Simon Mott. I am the treatment director here at Hope Rehab.
Simon, today you wrote this really interesting article on the website about gossip. What's all that about? What is the harm in gossip? Surely it's just conversation.
Yeah, it can be what feels like harmless conversation. However, like with most things that human beings do, there are other forces at play, you know, unconscious forces, conscious forces. So sometimes it just helps us to feel good about ourselves if we're gossiping about someone else's mistakes, for example. But it is damaging if it's done, you know, in an uncaring, unhelpful way, which it most often is.
And what way? What way could it damage someone? Okay, so somebody's, you know, they're in recovery now, and they just do want to have something to say, and they've heard a tasty bit of gossip, and they want to share it, so they have something to say. I mean, how could that potentially go wrong for them?
Well, okay, in the instance that someone shares something about themselves in a safe situation, what should be a safe situation, which is the group, well, that becomes then unsafe. You know, that's why we have confidentiality rules. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's one way that we can gossip can undermine the whole process of rehab, right? And the concept of any group therapy, to be honest with you, it needs to be confidential. So we can talk about, you know, some either our negative behaviour or any difficulties. But how are we going to resolve and be honest in a group and resolve negative behaviours if we can't talk about them and find out ways to combat them? So of course it completely undermines why we have group therapy and fellowships. So that's one reason. It can alienate people from a group. Yeah. So someone's sitting there saying, "Oh, I heard so and so has done this, has done that." But worse than that, it can stop someone getting the help they need. So let's say a typical situation in recovery or addiction circles would be that someone's relapsed. Yeah. So, and then if it's someone of notoriety or someone of interest, and then that news filters out somehow and it becomes gossip, i.e. it's talked about behind the person's back without the person there.
Okay, one second. So what is the difference between passing on information and gossiping?
Well, I think the intention is a big part of it, but people can hide behind good intentions, can't they?
Yeah.
What's that? The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Yeah.
Something I like. I like that one. No. So what is the difference? I think it's about, you know, we know this is where we all have to have our own understanding of what gossip is and our own boundaries around it. So if you're going to, if you're going to someone's friend and saying, "Listen, I think your friend's in trouble. Can we do something?" That isn't gossip, is it? Quite clearly. But if you go and sit down and say, "I've heard so-and-so's relapsed," that's gossip. I think we all know.
So say what an example. So say we were talking and you said to me, "You know, I feel really depressed today." Mm. And I went and started telling people, "Simon's very depressed today."
Yeah.
Would that be gossip?
Well, I think it could be, because if we talk almost randomly about something, something sensitive, it could be taken by the wrong people who have negative intentions and used against me, for example, or even you as the person who shared it. Yeah, so we have to be careful.
And if I'm thinking, I can say sort of say, "Well, you know, I'm only doing it because I'm trying to warn people, and maybe these people can be aware that Simon's feeling depressed and want to help him."
Well, then that's different. I mean, if that's what you do, you go to, you know, Simon's friends and colleagues, and you say, "Can you help him? I tried, I couldn't." You know,
but would you still see that? But you could still see that as gossip, couldn't you? You could see that as a big betrayal.
Well, maybe. I think there has to be some common sense here. Where if I'd said to you, "Please don't tell anyone else," it might be different. Yeah, but I mean, you know, I when I wrote this particular page or post on our blog, part of me remembers sitting in judgment of others, right?
Mm-hmm.
Self-righteously. you know, and it was particularly, I don't want to name names, but other people who've been in a similar position as myself, right? I'll be honest, rehab owners. And I remember in the UK hearing something about a rehab owner and being very judgmental and talking about that to other people. In fact, more than one person in that area, right? But I've laughed to myself, you know.
It's quite tricky though, isn't it?
Well, let me finish. Yeah. I've laughed to myself because a similar thing has happened to me. Mm. I'm now in that position they are in, you know, responsibility, notoriety, perceived as successful, perceived as, being in a position to help people. And I've had people talk about me negatively in the same way, not the same subject matter, but, you know, other things. And I've thought, here we go. I have to always look up to the sky when that happens. Yes. And then go, thank you, God, you're just teaching me another lesson. Everything, almost everything I have done has come back to me, even in recovery. Yeah, like I hurt women I've been in relationships when I was using. Since being in recovery, I've been in a relationship in the past with a girl who was using, and I felt the pain of that so severely. And I had to say, obviously, this is a lesson I have. Or, I mean, you know, karma, what we call karma. Yeah. It came back to me, and I welcomed it.
It's like you sort of reap as you sow, don't you?
Yeah. I thought, well, I've done this, of course. And it's almost like it's a gift.
Yeah.
Simon, now you can feel how it is. You know, and it's helped me in my work, actually. So gossip, I've engaged in it. In fact,
going back to what you said before. So say, remember, you were back in England and you heard this gossip about a rehab owner. Now you could easily sort of say to yourself, "Yeah, I need to spread this information because people need to know about this," couldn't you? I mean, you could really justify the gossip.
That's right, and that's in my article. So that's obviously how we legitimize.
And how do we know we're doing that?
Well, of course, that's why I've written an article, to raise awareness, and why we're doing this interview, to raise awareness. Most people don't know they're doing it. But of course, there's a right way and there's a wrong way of getting things done. So if there is something that's very worrying, it needs to be done in the right way, not spread as gossip. And I tell you what really needs to happen before any of that is the truth needs to be confirmed.
Yes.
So much that people talk about is unconfirmed truth. They might think it's happened or they know it's happened, but actually if you were to ask them, okay, give me the evidence, they don't have it because it doesn't exist, perhaps. So that's gossip. If you can't prove something or you can't prove your legitimate interest, it's gossip. It's what we call here case building, recruiting. So for an individual, they might engage in gossip because they don't like someone personally. So they build a case, they recruit others into that. My article opens with a sentence about some research that was done, and that gossip is a defence mechanism against anxiety. So the idea that those people who engage, let's say, in high levels of gossiping, it helps them relieve anxiety and anger. So it has a purpose, it's built in us, it's natural, but I guess the reason I've written about it is A, because I've been the subject of it recently, and B, because it's a very important topic in recovery, because if our group is unsafe, we could relapse, and if we relapse, we could die.
I mean, obviously you can't sort of go into people's details, but have you ever sort of seen an example of gossip sort of putting someone, like causing them to relapse or causing them to go way off track just from gossiping?
It is an interesting question, because I have a friend who always says, no, gossip doesn't kill. Gossip doesn't cause relapse. Well, I mean, you've asked me a question. I couldn't answer that directly because I can't remember. I'll probably remember half an hour after the interview. But what I do know, if I've seen a lot of people in distress over it,
yeah.
I can tell you that. You know, I've been going to the fellowship for over 25 years. In that time, I've witnessed many people in terrible distress due to gossip and alienation in the rooms or of AA and NA in communities. So, I know it exists, and I know it harms people.
And what does it feel like to be a victim of gossip?
It feels so unfair. But of course, life can be unfair. I'm not as naive to think it's always going to be. Apart from that, I mean, I try and turn everything into an energy. So now I've been energized to write a page about gossip and do an interview with you. So I think if we're angry about something, the best thing is to channel it constructively, right? In fact, that's what I would say about those who then go and gossip about the gossiper. You know, don't bother. Just do something really constructive with the anger. And I'm doing that on a number of fronts. But I'm not perfect. Mm. And I do things that are perhaps not the wisest things, you know, out of anger, you know. But I keep learning.
Yeah.
And I'm open to learning.
I mean, I wonder, is it sort of reasonable to sort of say you should never gossip?
No, I don't think it's reasonable. Well, certainly not to expect people never to gossip, or yourself.
Mm.
But I think it's worth taking a look, read the page I've written.
Mm-hmm.
Look at some.
And we will link to that page.
Yeah, look at the suggestions. I'm saying this to anyone who's listening, you know. And try and implement some of them into your life. I think it will improve things and people's lives around you, you know. But certainly make our community, our recovering community, a safer place. That's really the aim of all this. Mm.
Okay, but say I'm coming to you, Simon, and I've just heard this juicy bit of news. I'm dying to tell you. What sort of questions? So, just if you sort of do it like a list, what sort of questions should I ask myself before I share that information with you so that I don't cause any harm?
Yeah, is it necessary? I would ask. Is Simon the right person to be telling? Will you get what you need from that person? Is it kind? Is it a kind thing to be doing? So there's a few questions you can ask yourself just to check, and if they answer, you know, positively, then say, yeah, I need to share something with you. I think it's also a really good idea before talking to someone about another person, say, listen, I've got something I want to tell you about so-and-so. Do you want to hear it? Check. Instead of just, oh, did you hear so-and-so? That's blurting. Compulsive talking, like addicts have a tendency to do. But like I say, going back to the Freudian idea.
You said something very interesting earlier on. We were having a conversation earlier on and you were talking about interrogation.
Yes.
Can you sort of see how this applies to what you just said?
Mm.
You were saying about, you know, that interrogators, you just let people talk, let them speak long enough and eventually they'll
tell you the truth or what you want to hear.
Or whatever needs to come out will come out.
Yes.
And it is like, it's kind of connected, isn't it?
It is connected. It's human nature. All of this is human nature. So I don't want anyone to feel particularly guilty or bad. Just be open-minded to maybe doing things differently. And like I say, it really pertains to recovery. But yeah, it is interesting. I've since learned, if you really want to know something about a topic, get the person talking, and they're talking long enough, and basically they just tell you in the end, if nothing else, to get out of my office, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how did you sort of wrap up that article? What was the sort of if you had to sort of summarize it in a sentence or two, how would you summarize that article? I know we link to it so people can read it, but could you summarize it in a sentence or two overall, or a take-home point from it?
I think a take-home point is that it can be used in a positive way.
Okay, tell me about that.
Yeah, our urge to talk, about our environment and everyone in it. So I would say take this away, that if the first thought is negative or maybe not in the best interest of whatever the subject matter is, then go to the second thought and apply some rules that will make it more positive and a more constructive conversation. That's what I'd ask them to take away. Yeah. But ultimately, if you've heard something about someone, you want to talk about it. Talk about it with them.
Yeah. Before we wrap up, Simon, I just want to ask you one thing. We're at the start of the new year. And you seem to have lots of plans. Is there anything you want to sort of share at this moment for the next year, I hope?
Well, on the topic of gossip, positive gossip, yes, I do want to, because something I read when researching this subject was, you know, the power of positive gossip, yeah, which is, I'm going to put it out there, yeah, we are expanding. We have to. just because of the sheer amount of people that are interested in coming to us, and also operating costs because I have such a huge team. So we're building another four rooms that will bring us to 20. We're enlarging the kitchens and service areas. I've just bought a tuk-tuk,
yes,
which everyone loves. We've got a new vehicle. It never stops the building. I have a permanent team of builders, and I guess, and we're going to continue to improve the current accommodation and spend more money on it, to keep the momentum going.
Brilliant. Yes. Very exciting times here, isn't it?
It is.
Well, thanks very much, Simon, and hopefully we'll have another. I know you're very busy, but we hope we'll have another interview in the near future.
Okay, thank you. Cool.